following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
And ever, amen. We have been focusing on three things that God is stirring in our spirit for this year. And you're right, I probably won't be able to stay seated. I can already feel myself like inching off the edge of the chair. And I'm like, oh no, I'm going to lose that $2.50. Amen. It will get me a Krispy Kreme donut. But here's what we've declared over our church is that in this year, we're going to live exponentially. And that God wants to do something that's bigger than that. Something that's better than we thought and greater than we can imagine. And last week, we touched on Jabez, where he said, God, please bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory and keep your hand on me so that who I used to be, I won't be anymore. And we showed the progression, hopefully in Jesus' name, that even his prayer was one of boldness because he knew that there was something more that he was to do and more that he was to be in God. And by asking God to place his hand on him, what he was saying was, God, the power that you possess, place it on me. And it said this, it says, and God granted what he asked for. And we said that if we're going to experience this year as a church bigger, better, and greater, then we have to have a big ask. We have to have a big ask. And I just told you guys that Vista Lakes is a part of God's plan for our church, but we want the city. Are you with me? We want the city. The reason why is, and we had, you know, some statistics up there. We have, you know, 40% of our area, they don't want anything to do with God. And so this morning, what we're going to do is we're just going to continue to unpack just a couple of thoughts as it pertains to asking God for the big, the great, and the better.
I'm so excited about this point because I don't know about many of you. I consider myself somewhat of a rule follower. I have a hard time in situations like this just not, you know, kind of deviating and being that one. And as we've been talking about exponential, as you've been talking about it, this and breaking it down, it's really coming into the place that God wants us to live exponentially. And what that means is that we have to be the ones that say, it's me. I want it. God, I want you to do it in my life. Don't just do it for somebody else. I actually want you to do it for me. And so often I feel like we have that knowledge here, but how it comes out is something entirely different. How we actually have the enthusiasm to go before God and say, not only do I want it, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes for it. I want you to be exponential in my life. And so this series has been really, really impactful for me, and I'm excited for today.
So if we're going to ask God for something big, here's what James 4 says. It says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and you cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions. James says, you have not because you ask not, but when you ask, you're asking just for yourself. Therefore, you sit wondering and fighting and quarreling because there's got to be more for you. There's got to be more for you. There's got to be more for you. What we're saying here is that there's a big ask at City Place Church that involves you, and it involves our city. There's a gift on the inside of you. There's a passion on the inside of you that if we all come together, we can impact this city if we ask for the city. Psalm says this. It says, if you ask for the nations, I'll give it to you because I view you as my son. And by asking for the nations, it receives glory. And so we're asking God for the city, not so that we can have thousands of people, but so that heaven can be filled. Are you with me? Because here's the thing, I said this last week. What we will avoid, the enemy will occupy.
That's right. That's true.
So if we don't ask God for the city, the enemy will invade it. And so we can't just be up here in Vista Lakes going, this is going to be as good as it is. We can't just say, God, thank you for our 200 people, our 500 people. No, we want to see heaven filled. And the only way we're going to see heaven filled is by the purpose and destiny on the inside of you coming out of you. You can ask God for greatness, but don't ask so that you and I can enjoy the spoils. Yeah. Ask so that the spoils that he blesses you with overflows to those around you. Yeah. But ask big. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Put your hand on me so that who I was defined as, I'm not anymore. Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think according to the power that works in you. But wait, it's for his glory. Are you and I willing to give up our own passions for his glory? Amen. So it's God's will for your life and for City Place Church to grow exponentially. So we're asking God for something big. So here's just some things that we're believing God to do in City Place Church and in your life this year. Because it's not, when I say City Place Church, let me tell you, City Place Church, the word church means ecclesia. And here's what it meant in biblical days, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit next week, is that it was the gathering of people. It was the assembly. It wasn't the building. And today we come to church, we come to the building, but that's not what Jesus meant. When he was talking to Peter and he said, Peter, upon you, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. If you looked in biblical days, the gates were a defensive mechanism, not an offensive mechanism. So what he was saying was, Peter, upon you, you're going to advance the cause of Christ and the kingdom of darkness can't stop you. You want to talk about living bigger, better, and greater. He looks at Peter and says, upon you, there will be such a movement that hell can't stop. So if you and I come together in church, not coming to church, but in church as a group of people, hell can't stop what you're going to do. Your purpose and your destiny tied to the local church can change your life and the world. You can have your own business. You can dream big. You can influence your community, but man, if you can get in a life-giving environment with a group of people believing that God can do it, we can do anything. Yeah. You with me?
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm about to get up.
I know.
I'm trying not to. I'm like, y'all should see me up here. I'm holding onto the chair like this, like, just so that I don't lose the bet. I'm too competitive. I ain't going down like that. Huh? I'm going down like that. So here's the first thing that we're believing God for. Now watch now. Whenever you see the word church, apply it to yourself. Okay? Apply it to yourself. But if you're here, we're believing that we can do this thing together. If Ty and I do it by ourselves, we will burn out. There will be somebody up in here preaching next year. Because I will be out of here. She will be out of here because the load for what God's called City Place Church to do is too great. Are you with me? But man, if we can be like, oh, biblical days, you and I are here because of a group of people that started way back when Jesus rose from the dead and they were like, this movement will never end. You and I are the result of a prophetic word from Jesus himself that the gates of hell cannot prevail against my church. The church has been advancing. I'm about to stand up because I feel like preaching. Look, forget it. Hey, I owe you money. Look, so look, watch. Based on a word from Jesus. Just showing you the power of himself and his church. You and I are in an environment, an assembly that's still living today. More than 2,000 years ago, he told him what would happen. And the church hasn't been stopped since. That tells me that you can't be stopped if you get in a life-giving environment. Lord, help me today. I'm trying to just teach, babe. I've been watching Dr. Phil all week so I can stay in this chair. Listen now. City Place Church is going to be exponential. Look, I do birthday parties, babe. So here's the first thing we're asking God for. We're asking God for exponential church growth. That's what we're asking God for. But here's the thing that we're believing for, that we have the character that's worthy of growth. Because we can be a pie in the sky type church, the fastest growing church in here. We have all these different stats but have no character. And we'll be a one-hit wonder. But man, how amazing would it be if 50 years from now, City Place Church is thriving And the next generation is taking it to a whole nother level. We can all be a part of this thing if we ask God for the character worthy of growth. There are things that God wants to give you in your own life that right now we don't possess the character for. But you're dreaming about it, which means that it's for you. But it could be on hold because the character that's needed to carry such a weight is being developed. So if we're going to grow exponentially, which it is a prophetic utterance for our church this year, God will grow our church exponentially. Sean was one of five people. Look around today. So he's moving. But the character for the next level, we're asking God to drop in us. Are you with me?
Yes.
So I ask God, say, God, the character that I need to carry my dream, my desire, place that in me. Yes, I want to own this. Yes, I want to do this. But I need the character to carry what I see. So we're asking God for multiple services, multiple campuses, multiple leaders being developed. And we're going to preach a series to continue to push us to who God's calling us to be in this area entitled Be the Church. We're going to break down the mold of the church being a building. We're going to be active this year in Jesus' name.
Yes, that's so good. The second thing that we're believing God for is, and there's so much to this because I just want to pause for a minute before we go on there. That we talk about the church as we've talked about earlier, but how can you see yourself with exponential growth? We talked about the character that we need for what God wants to do in us, but can you see yourself multiplied? Can you see what you're called to do multiplied? It's a rhetorical question for us this morning, but the truth is that as God gives us the character, and at City Place we've declared there will be multiple campuses, there will be multiple people, there will be multiple leaders. What we're saying is there's infrastructure that's coming to the goal. And my question for you this morning is not only what character you need, but what infrastructure is required for what God has called you to do. Because we're the church and we're the church. We're the church and we're the church. So God requires infrastructure. Many of you know that I used to work at Habitat for Humanity, and there is nothing sexy about foundation and plumbing and electric wires. There's nothing exciting about it until a hurricane comes. And you better make sure that that stuff is shored up. And so at City Place Church, we believe that the foundation is what God has called us to get right. And that is what we will build his church upon, the rock.
Amen. That was good. I was about to preach you down. Well, were you about to stand up?
No, I wasn't.
Huh?
I never made that bet. I never made the bet.
You didn't? Oh, no, that's true. Here's just a thought. That's just rumbling on the inside, right? Just a little how our vision is not changing. But here's what I want you to begin to dream outside of the box for our church and as we're running. A life-giving, multicultural, multi-general, multi-campus church with thousands of people worshiping Jesus on the weekend. We want an atmosphere of worship where God's presence rests every week, where our teams are writing our own songs. And we're changing lives because we worship first. We want a kids and youth church that functions as a community go-to spot during the week. We want our facilities that we're going to occupy, build, and own, we want them to be the pillar of the community.
Yeah.
We want them to say, hey, if something is going to take place, let's do it at City Place Church. We want our buildings, we want our facilities to be the spot that people look to and say, we need to go there. If there's a tragedy, we will respond. If there's a hurricane, we've got the building. Are you with me?
Yes.
So what we're challenging us this morning is we're challenging you guys. This is what we've seen, but now we want you to see it. And it's integral. There's more. But we want you to start thinking that in my community, on my side of town, and where I am, I can run a small group right from there.
Yeah.
Let me create enough havoc in my community to where we have to go over here. Are you with me? We will do whatever it takes because we want the city. Are you with me?
Yes. The second thing, our big ask is exponential influence. Exponential influence and evangelism. I grew up on the mission field and getting lots of opportunities to see people in their face living how they live, what their communities were like, and what they dealt with on a daily basis. And there is something about looking at somebody who is brokenhearted, about looking at somebody in the face who has a need. And so often, you and I, we're on one side of it, meaning that we don't fully understand. You know how it is, like, if you have kids in here, can you just wave at me? Just wave at me. If you have kids, you understand this concept where you say, I just wish that they would understand what the rest of the world lives like. They wouldn't ask me for the 200th toy because they wouldn't have a toy, and the gratefulness would be there. With the same concept, sometimes you and I, we get it. It's easy. We came in here free will. No one stopped us. Our life is not in danger. There is no boundaries for us to worship the name of the Lord. But yet this morning we have to be like cheerleaders when we're in here during worship saying, that's not enough. That's not it. How many times have you come in and you're like, well, I'm just a little tired today. It's not enough. Right, so we get up here and the worship team is slaying it and pushing and jumping and sweating. And we're looking at them like, are you done? It's the God influence that is the difference. And let me tell you from the mission field, the difference is this, desperation. The difference is desperation. Because when we come in desperate, like a third world citizen, when we come in desperate and there's no other option, that, not that we are desperate, hear the difference, not that we are desperate, but when we have desperation for Jesus, then it's like fertilizer for what God does. And we are asking the Lord for influence, and influence takes desperate people who would do anything to see change, who would do anything to see lost people come to Jesus. Desperate people. We are asking God for big things. We see not a few people, but thousands coming into a relationship with Christ and growing their personal relationship with Him. You know what it was like when God touched you. And perhaps you're here in this building and you're like, actually, I've not experienced it yet. I double dog dare you to wait 20 more minutes. You know what it was like when God touched you. You know what it was like to live where it is. We see thousands of people that need life change. Thousands of unsaved people and thousands of saved people getting planted and coming alive in God's house. Thousands that go from being planted to being pastored, and those that are being trained for the work of the Lord. We see thousands. That's our city. That's our big ask.
Amen. If you're taking notes, now remember, ask God for your influence. It's yours. It's yours. Ask Him for your influence. So we're going to be preaching a series in the next few weeks called See My City. See My City, so that we can know what our city's going through, what people are saying about our city. But then we're going to challenge us to have the burden for our city. We're going to create the narrative for our city. You see what I'm saying? So the city's not going to define us. We're going to change the culture. Because we want to influence. You with me? So we're going to preach on evangelism like never before. Over the last 2 years, we've kind of done a disservice. We've asked people to just come to us. Come to City Place. Come to City Place. If you come to City Place, we'll grow. Well, actually, Jesus said, you need to go. Yeah. You go to them. You go to them. What we need to do behind the scenes is lift up the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that He will draw them. So it's not about just coming into the church, but we want people's lives changed. And so we're asking that God is going to give us influence. We're asking that God's going to give you influence in your workplace, in the marketplace, in your homes, in your schools. We're asking God to just increase your influence so that people will know why your life is different. Yeah, so again, so that we don't just consume, we go because it's Him. You should come to church with me. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And so we're going to go crazy this year. And so we've got two just kind of weekends that you can just focus on. Easter is coming up in a little over a month. And here's the stat. I think it's 80% of the people would say yes if we invited them. And so what we've got a evangelistic themed series starting on Easter called Playlist. And what I'm going to do is, and that for if anybody's religious, I'm sorry. I'll tell you right now, I'm sorry. I'm going to preach from music. I'm going to preach a message from some of your favorite songs. Why? Because I want them to get saved. There'll be enough meat in there for you to take it home. If you want to study the Word of God, if you're a believer in here today, there'll be enough Word in there for you to go and live for the week. But I'm coming, and we're going to be coming for your friend. And so you know what we're going to do? We're going to go outside of the box. I'm going to take away the cross and say, just come for Easter. They're going to come anyway. Christmas and Easter. So what we're going to do is we're going to say, I wonder if your favorite song would speak life to you. And then when they come in, here's the cross. Here's what Jesus did. Are you with me? So we're gonna package it. We're going to have the tools. We're not just going to talk about it. We're going to be about it. Are you with me? Here's the third thing we want to see. We're going to move a little bit faster. Babe. Third thing is that we want to see exponential dream team members. That's you. Me together, thriving in serve communities. We call our dream team a serve community. The reason why is because we're not just volunteering. It's a community of people. This year we had, I think it was over 4,000 hours of our dream team members doing life together. And every day they come in, whether it's here or outside of the building, and they're just doing life together, getting to know each other, So we have a serve community, and it's called the dream team. Why? Because we won't do life alone. And so we're believing that God's gift that he put on the inside of you will thrive in the local church, and we can do it together. We're asking God to grow our team exponentially. So here's in 2 Kings chapter 4, there was a woman who had a need, and there was a prophet, and he looked at her, and he said, what do you have in your house? And she said, I got a little bit of oil. And he said, go get it. And the Bible says that she poured the oil, and it kept going. And it never ran out until. And so everything that God needs to fulfill vision for City Place Church, I'm looking at it. Everything for your home is already there. I know that sounds crazy. I need more schooling. I got to do this. It's already there. But what if I, it's already there. Are you with me? You have already been equipped. It's in you. We just need to pour it out. So we're going to talk about that. Yes. Oh, you want me to keep going? You looked at me like, oh. Number four. We're asking God, my wife mentioned it earlier, we're asking God for exponential, scalable systems for long-term vision planning. Long-term vision planning. The Bible says in Proverbs 21 that the plans of the diligent lead to plenty. So the thing that you're dreaming God for, are you just dreaming about it, talking about it, but you haven't written it down? Anything that's not written down is an idea. I'm going to own a business one day. Yep. 10 years later, I'm going to own a business one day. Yep. 20 years, I'm going to own a business one day, but I don't know why I haven't done it yet. You haven't written down the vision. And so what we're asking God to do is there are things that we need to plug. We're asking God to breathe life in our church while we're running. But we are not just going to run anymore. God, you're going to do this for our church without a scalable plan. Because here's the thing. When we go to two services and we need to plan another campus, we can't just throw everything in a trash bag and say, hey, let's go. No, it's got to be a scalable plan if we're going to take over the city. Are you with me? Yeah. And so we're asking God give us the divine wisdom. So here's just four things that you're going to hear us talk about that are like the pillars of our church, that they're not going anywhere. We might have creative methods, but you're going to hear us talk about weekend services. Are going to be a pillar. We're going to raise the level of our weekend services to new heights, new levels, new systems. Our small groups, we're praying that 80% of you are going to be involved in city groups. 80% get involved in a city group. Why? Because it's community. 80% discovering your purpose through our growth track, which we call Next Steps. Find out where you are. Find out who God created you to be. It happens at the end of every service. And we'll spend time with you for 45 minutes, my wife and I and some of the leaders of our church, just discovering your purpose and how God can explode it in the local church. And then we're believing that 80% of you will get involved in a serve team, which we call a serve community, which is our dream team. You can see my little sketch right there, I think, in system, sorry. But that's how we win. We're gonna celebrate when people are being pastored, when people are meeting Jesus, when people are getting on the dream team, when people are discovering their purpose. We're gonna celebrate all of those things. So we're asking God to make our systems exponential.
Yes. And the final thing, our big ask this year, and this is ours. Remember, God speaks to us exponentially and us exponentially. The final big ask is exponential stewardship. Exponential stewardship. Now, when we have a word like stewardship, you go, oh. Wait, what's the context of that? We are believing God that this will be the year that there's seed sufficient in the ground, that this is a harvest season, that God actually sees fit to bring full to the cycle the things that we have planted. We're believing that stewardship, we will steward well the resources of all that God has entrusted us with. This is not only money. We are believing for exponential stewardship of marriages, families, our finances, His church. We believe in a debt-free culture. And we know what God has started here in City Place Church. We know that debt-free allows us to live in our lives in abundance, in clarity, to the ability to be ridiculously generous. So often every Sunday you hear us talking about being a church of generosity. And we have so many things to report back to you. This is on account of God saying, I understand that you are where you are because you are a steward. And I'm happy with what I've entrusted to you. You know what it's like to be a steward? It means that I don't really own it. I get to manage it. It's not really mine, but you fully trust me to do whatever I want with it. It's like if you had a broker, right? How many of you have financial brokers? If you have a broker and you say, here is my money, please don't lose it. Can you imagine what God is saying to us when He says, here's the relationship I have for you. Don't abuse it. Put yourself around people who can push you and nudge you and teach you how to fight and love and be in community. Can you steward relationships well? Can you, my son, my daughter, can you actually get into a place that you're obeying me with what I'm asking you to do financially? Can you actually put forth your tithe and your offering and see if I won't be God that I already said? Can you allow me to actually bless marriages and bless the relationships that you have so I can make you generous? We are believing for exponential stewardship.
Stewardship. Amen. How many of y'all would like to be debt-free in your relationships, meaning that there is nothing missing? See, stewardship, my wife just mentioned, stewardship is more than what we think. The wife that you have, the relationships, God's in control of that. We just need to give Him permission. And so, being honest with you again, we've avoided some of the hard conversations. We as pastors of a 2-year-old church, we've avoided talking about your money. But can I tell you, we've just been kind of just prepping. 78% of everybody in this room is one paycheck away from losing it all. And that's people with money, people without money, all of us in the same boat. So if we're going to preach you happy with your faith, we should preach about your relationships, yeah? We should help all of us together with our finances, right? Why not us just go all in? Yeah. There's no need to avoid that anymore. If we're going to be an exponential living church, let's let God explode every aspect of our life. And so we're committing to you as pastors that we're not going to avoid those things anymore. When I grew up, no one taught me about money in the church because it was more supernatural blessing. Tithe. We're going to teach you about tithing because it's kingdom. But we're also going to have some parameters. We're going to preach on a series called Momentum. It's going to deal with your life, your money, your finances, your relationships. Why? No need to avoid that anymore. Let's kill the myth. The church only wants our money. Let's kill it. No, God owns it anyway. It's not mine. The minute I say mine, He's like, well, okay, but you're losing it all. That's my relationship. No. Let's just give God full ownership. And that's the reason why we're asking God for exponential stewardship in every area of our life. Yeah. Amen. So worship team, you can come back up and then we'll just spit this out. Has this been all right? Just to share our heart with you. So James, again, You have not because you do not ask. So here's just some practical things that we want to do. Just 2 more things, and you can write these things down. If we're going to have a big ask, Ephesians says that He will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Right? If we're going to have a big ask, we also need to have an open mind. We need to give God permission to take us beyond what we could think. It says this in Proverbs 23:7. It says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. You know what? I'm tired of thinking my own thing. I want to have an open mind of what God really wants to do. I want to let God be himself. I want to unlock what he's thinking towards me. The Bible says in Jeremiah that the thoughts that he thinks towards me are thoughts that prosper me and give me an expected end and hope. I'd rather think what he's thinking versus me thinking what I'm thinking all the time, because I can limit my own thinking when it comes to what God can do in my life. So we need to have an open mind. The final thing is that if we're going to do anything for the Lord, if we're going to see bigger, better, greater in our life, we need to stay under the influence. We need to stay under the influence. And here's what I mean. It says this in Ephesians 5:18. It says, do not be drunk with wine in which there's dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. And so if we're going to stay under the influence, we have got to stay prayed up. One of the things that we are going to establish at a greater capacity in our church is a corporate level of prayer. We do two major times of the year. We do 21 days of prayer and fasting at the beginning of the year. And we're going to do, at August, we're going to do 21 days of prayer. But what is really going to take our church to the next level is when we do it corporately together on a consistent basis. Are you with me? And that's going to take a little bit of effort. It's going to take a little bit of work. It's going to take a little bit of time. Some of you may have the gift of intercession, which means you enjoy praying. Some of us need focused and practical tools. We're going to preach on that. The reason why in August, we're going to go deeper into how just to communicate with God where we enjoy it. Because that is where we're really going to see God do things in an exponential way. So I want to encourage you, let prayer be a part of your life where you say, God, I'm going to communicate with you all the time because you're going to do things that's going to cause me to live exponential this year.
Yes.
Amen.
Can you guys repeat after me? Can you say, in my life,
I'm believing
for exponential growth,
exponential influence,
exponential leadership,
exponential systems,
and exponential stewardship. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Will you bow your heads? Close your eyes. You're in this room and you're like, Damon, all right. Thank you for sharing your heart. You know, if I can honestly speak to you, and I know you're in the room, we want to do life with you. Here practically. But there is a Jesus that wants to do life with you as well. And without him, you and I are just running in circles. So I want to give you an opportunity to meet him this morning. He's been looking forward to this part of the service all day. You're in this building, you say, Damon, I'd like to meet Jesus for the first time, or maybe you've been away. Today, I want you to give him an opportunity so that he can become exponential in your life. On the count of three, would you just raise your hand up high enough and long enough for me to see it? I say it every week, but this is really the joy of what we do. On the count of three, would you just raise your hand and say, Damon, I want to meet Jesus. One, two, three. Yeah. Yep. I see it. As a church, can we pray this prayer together? Say, Dear Jesus, today I come to you. Ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. Be Lord of my life. Change me completely. Today, I am yours. And you are mine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can you give Jesus?
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or, if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.